You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
What's up, and welcome in to Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on the Twitter machine at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave Watson at Bowl, B-A-W-L Sports, and you can follow us at Locked On Bulls. You can also leave us a text or a voicemail at 331-979-1369. That's what we'll be doing today. We've got some fresh voicemails in the inbox that we're going to react to, and just a footnote, we're recording this Thursday, August 12th, and it probably is getting posted either tomorrow, Friday, or maybe Monday of the following week. So I don't think we have any super time-sensitive topics as far as these voicemails go, but just so you know, timeline-wise, that's when we're doing these voicemails. Big Dave, what's up, my friend? Looking forward to some more Bulls Summer League action that we got on deck.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. It was growth from the first game to the second game in all three of the players that we stated we were looking at, in Patrick and Ayo and in Marco. So yeah, I'm feeling good about it. And yeah, on to game three. Hopefully somebody else will catch your eye and we'll see another Tony Bradley dunk.
Right, I was going to say, you're confusing Baxter with our backup center, Tony Bradley, that we signed last week.
My apologies.
But also, before we get to voicemails, do you want to know the favorite thing I saw on Twitter the other day?
What is that?
And shout out to our dear friend and the queen of Bulls Twitter, Miss Ramina.
Mm-hmm.
She noticed that Denzel Valentine was sharing highlight reels from his summer league games on his Instagram account, and that is about the funniest thing I've heard all week.
I saw that. I thought of you immediately when I saw it. And then I liked what Sean is it Higgin? I think it's Higgin. My man, the writer, Higgin, right.
Sean Higgin.
Man, shout out to him for removing the shades on his avatar, taking off the glasses and, you know, letting all the sexiness show. Shout out to him for that. But I saw he talked about right underneath that, when he was talking, he was interviewed Denzel Valentine about Summer League, and he was saying, you know, people say, you know, the Summer League championship don't matter. And he was like, Denzel's response was, well, obviously they've never won anything in Summer League. Like,
right, yeah. The people who say that have clearly never won the Summer League championship.
Right. Like, all right. Like, I'm so glad you're coming. Like, my God. My God.
Summer League champ, you can never take that away from him. You can take a lot else away from him.
Yeah,
not that.
Like your jersey for the Chicago Bulls. We can take that away from you, sir. Get out of here.
Yeah, you don't get to wear the Bulls across your chest anymore, Denzel. Hey-o!
Hey, 2-for-1 for Matt. 2-for-1.
All right. With that, let's dive into our new voicemails. This one comes to us from one of our regulars. It's Kevin in New York.
Hey guys, Kevin here from New York. Hope you're doing well. And I just had a quick reflection. It's Thursday night, so I don't know what's going to happen with Laurie, but I was just listening to the episode of the text. So, but anyway, just a quick reflection that regarding the starting five specifically, what I really, really like about this new five is that all of these players kind of have motivation to kind of, they kind of all individually have their own big next step to go, and it's kind of all within the same sphere. You know, obviously Zach wants to go to the playoffs. Vooch wants to go to the playoffs. He's been on the Magic for so long, hasn't really had his time to go to the playoffs. Obviously Lonzo, you know, wants to get there too. But DeMar DeRozan obviously has the most experience with that with his years in Toronto, but even then they never closed when he was on. And I just kind of think that that's really neat, that they all kind of have this like huge next thing that they can all as a unit go together. There's not one person that's like, oh, I've done this before or whatever, I mean, except for Caruso. But you know, that's great. He can help them out off the bench. But And that even goes up to Billy Donovan too. So, and that's kind of a little bit of a question here beyond the reflection. It is like, this is Billy Donovan really has a solid starting five. Yeah, he had Chris Paul and everything with the Thunder. I get it. But still, like, this is a really, really, really elite starting five. And I'm curious how he's going to handle that. I'm excited about it. I think he's going to do it great. But I just think across the board, there's kind of a sweet opportunity here for everyone to kind of close, you know, as a unit. So anyway, I'm really excited and appreciate everything you guys do. Go Bulls.
All right. Thanks, Kev, for checking in. This is something that I hadn't really thought about yet, Big Dave. The sort of collective mindset of this new Bulls group to say, hey, we all are striving to get somewhere we haven't been before. And as Kevin noted, obviously, Billy Donovan, our head coach, and DeMar DeRozan certainly have the most playoff experience of this group. And then, hey, throw Alex Caruso in there. He's gone to the playoffs twice, and he's gotten himself a championship ring from the bubble Lakers. But that in their own ways, they're each looking to prove that they can take that next step. Zach LaVine, it being, I've never played in a single playoff game before. Mm-hmm. Kevin noted that Vooch, yeah, he's had a couple of first-round exits, two with Orlando, one with Philly back in 2012 when he was, you know, a youngin. I think he played like 3 minutes of a game. So even Vooch, you could consider a playoff novice. And, you know, and the list goes on from there. So what do you think about this, that maybe there could be some benefit to the group that they're all going to be fighting for that next step that they all want to achieve together because they haven't achieved that step in their previous stops in the NBA?
Well, first of all, I feel like you, Matt, like that did not cross my mind until I just heard that. And that is an excellent point by Kevin, honestly. And it just honestly got me more excited for the season. It just means that everybody really has a chip on their shoulder in that starting five. And if everybody really hasn't been to the playoffs or is probably, you know, outside of Vooch and DeMar, nobody's really been to the playoffs. And it's been a while since DeMar has made a deep playoff run. It's been some years, maybe 4 years, since he's just made a deep playoff run. And Vooch, you know, never out the first round or anything like that. So you got guys who have chips on their shoulders when it comes to that. And also Billy Donovan, who's not used to not being in the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs last year. Of course, he wants to come back with a vengeance this year. Patrick Williams, because they put the onus on him to step his game up. He's playing with a little chip on his shoulder. You see how he's playing in the summer league. It just makes me more excited for this, honestly, man, because now I'm like, okay, these guys, not only are they built to win, they really want to win. Like, you've seen it. Zach has tasted that victory in Team USA, man. He doesn't want to go back. Like, he wants more of that. Put more of that on my plate. It looks delicious, and I would like to eat more of that. And now DeMar DeRozan, now he's got something to prove here, because everybody, it's like the starting lineup is full of, like, yeah, buts. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like that's what they've been, a lot of them have been their whole career. Vooch, yeah, he's good, but, you know, he can't win. He's not even mentioned when you talk about elite centers. But if you look at his numbers, he's up there, okay? But he's not even mentioned when you talk about elite centers. Zach, of course, is the king of yeah, buts. like no, everybody has got a yeah, but about Zach LaVine. Lonzo Ball, same way. Yeah, but he can't shoot. Yeah, but he can't win. DeMar DeRozan, yeah, but he can't lead a team deep into the playoffs. Yeah, but he couldn't get past LeBron. Patrick Williams, yeah, but I don't know if I would have took him with the fourth pick. Yeah, but I kind of wanted Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah, it's a bunch of yeah, buts for this starting five. So I add that to the fact that they're playing with this playoff chip that Kevin so intelligently pointed out. Man, it just made me more excited for the season. Just hearing that, man, it really did. It got me hyped. Like, it got me kind of hyped.
We'll be right back with more voicemails, including TJ on deck with his thoughts on the tampering investigation. But first, a quick word from our new friends and sponsors at Sweatblock. You know, guys, there are a few things in life that just aren't fun to talk about. One of them is excessive sweating. You know, when you're sweating through your shirts for no reason, it's embarrassing, right? I know that I deal with this sometimes, especially with these really hot days that we've had in Chicago recently, getting shirts pitted out, having those sweat stains. It's awful. It's gross. Nobody likes it. Everybody feels self-conscious when they're dealing with it. Now, listen, I know it's not life and death. There are many worse problems in the world, but let's be honest, in those moments, it feels like a big deal and an unwanted problem. Nobody likes to pit out during an important public speech, an interview, or even, you know, a first date. That's the worst, right? I'd much rather just not worry about it. And that's why I use Sweatblock antiperspirant wipes. Sweatblock is stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants. It's doctor created and doctor recommended. It works for up to 7 days per every use, and it comes with a dry shirt guarantee. If Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back, plain and simple. It's been featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. These people know what it is like to be sweating on the job. Sweatblock is a bestseller on Amazon and has been for the past 10 years with over 13,000 positive Amazon reviews, manufactured right here in the USA. You simply apply Sweatblock at night before bedtime. Go to bed. The next morning you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. Guaranteed. I know it sounds too good to be true, but I literally only have to use Sweatblock once or twice a week, and it keeps me dry the whole time. No more pitting out, no more picking my shirts based on which one will hide sweat better, and trust me, I know that all too well. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweatblock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON, or at Amazon and your CVS stores. Today's episode of Locked On Bulls is also brought to you by Indeed. General managers ask questions when they're trying to find the right players. Like, do they have ice in their veins? Do they have that playoff mode? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to help make sure you find candidates with the skills you need. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope that your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. With Indeed assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with the skills that you need. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. That's right, all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that are using Indeed right now to hire great talent and hire that talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Again, that's a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. And now, back to our voicemail episode. Yeah, absolutely. And look, we'll see just how quickly all of these individuals gel into a team that might be ready for a fight in a playoff series. You know, I don't know if you saw PointsBet came out with their over unders for NBA win totals for next season, and I think they have the Bulls at 39.5.
That's correct.
So clearly one of many who are already showing skepticism that this new look Bulls team, this revamped Bulls roster, is going to fall short of, I think, the fan base's expectations, because I think Bulls fans, after the additions of Lonzo and DeMar, with also hopefully some more cohesion and a full training camp to get Zach LaVine and Vooch a little bit more built-in chemistry. I think, fewer than 40 wins with this new squad would be a giant disappointment to this fan base. Assuming that they can at least find their way into a playoff series, ideally while avoiding the play-in tournament altogether because they managed to get at least the sixth seed, when they dive in and it's game one of a playoff series and it's Zach's first playoff game ever and it's Lonzo's first playoff game ever and it's all of these players, they're all going to be fairly new to this experience other than Vooch, DeMar, and Billy Donovan, and as I said, Caruso as well. But for the most part, it's going to be a squad that has never played a playoff game, and certainly it's going to be a collective unit one team that as a team has not played a playoff game yet together. So if the Bulls manage to make some serious moves in the playoffs with these individuals, you know, respective motivations of trying to get to that next step, it'll certainly be impressive. That's a long way down the road. Let's see if we could be a 500 team, and then we'll start talking about what they might or might not do at come playoff time.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, let's get four in a row for Zach before we get to that point. You know, let's start there. Let's do that first. But after that, yeah, I don't have a problem with him saying these things because it's accurate. It's a very accurate statement. Because, you know, these guys are going to have those kind of chips on their shoulders. Zach has been playing like with a chip on his shoulder for the past few years. You can just see it in the way he plays and the way he talks and what he wanted to do as far as how he wanted to win. You know, Vooch wants to come in and help. You know, he does. You know, he wants to come in and help this team and reward them for taking this chance on them, you know, giving up those two first round picks and Lionel Richie and Wendell Carter Jr. He wants to reward them for that. So now you've got a starting five that's motivated. And I'm telling you, Matt, watching the play of Patrick Williams is going to motivate those guys because you see the work that he's put in. Like my brother told me earlier, he was like, okay, he was like, I see what you're talking about now with Patrick Williams. He was like, I didn't think he was going to come back looking like that. He was like, I didn't see him at power forward because I kept telling him he's a power forward. He didn't see it because he only saw Patrick, you know, last year. And now he was like, man, he looks like he lived in the gym. I was like, he looks a little more serious now. So seeing that kind of stuff and seeing how he performed, I'm telling you, man, that's just going to excite the rest of the starting five. Like it's already exciting us.
Absolutely. With that, let us jump into our next voicemail. This one comes to us from TJ in the 312.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Big Dave. How's it going? This is TJ from the 312. Just wanted to reach out to you guys to first and foremost say, Big Dave, Rock Auto ad reads. Chef's kiss. Just awesome. Just awesome. Outside of that, I know you guys are going to do an episode or at least a segment on an episode about this because it is just the biggest piece of Bulls news. Outside of all the moves that we've made in free agency, all these wonderful moves to build this team back to pure relevancy, unfortunately, it's the negative side of that and that the NBA is investigating the tampering of the Lonzo Ball sign-in trade. And my hot take on this is that even though there's a potential possibility that Lonzo, in the worst case out of all of this, that the Bulls did do some major tampering, that Lonzo's contract will be null and void. But I also just want to reassure fans as well that if the league does void this, you know, the teams can just do the sign and trade again. It's not that deep, but I think the hot take here is that I don't think Lonzo's going to be going anywhere else. I don't think he's going, you know, back to the Pelicans because they just got their point guard and they don't necessarily have the cap to really handle Lonzo's new contract unless they really want to go into the luxury, but I don't think that's the case. I don't think Lonzo, I don't think he's going anywhere. Worst case is, you know, having the Bulls be good is good for the NBA. I don't think the NBA would also want to lose, out that potential revenue where if the Bulls are good, then they play, you know, the Lakers or the Celtics or any of these other big market teams during prime time. You know, I don't think they want to lose that excitement or that potential revenue that could be brought, you know, if the Bulls are good. So let me know what you guys think. I don't necessarily think we should sound the alarm bells, although it is good to keep up on this. I don't think we're going to be in such a bad place about this. But let me know what you guys think. Go Bulls. And thank you guys for letting me be a part of this. And thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for checking in, TJ. So clearly TJ left that voicemail prior to the news we got that the deal did officially go through, and it was as it was originally reported, Lonzo Ball has officially signed on as a Chicago Bull, and the Bulls send back to the Pelicans Tomas Adoransky, Garrett Temple, and a second-round pick. That is the deal. Closed, end of book, period. Mm-hmm. But, you know, TJ brings up other good points there that I think can still be addressed, in that it was never likely that they were going to void this deal. I mean, we haven't seen a voided deal since, what, Chris Paul to the Lakers 10 years ago? It's not something that happens. So that was never the big concern. The big concern was, are they going to make an example of the Bulls, and are they going to punish them more harshly than anything that we've seen recently? And that that comparison that everybody's been making about the Bucks being, you know, slapped with a removal of a second round pick for the failed Bogdanovich trade last year, and worrying that it might be a first round pick. And then, you know, TJ saying, hey, you know, it's not the end of the world. Not only is the deal still going to go through, but that the Bulls are still in a good place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it'll hurt if they get hit with a first round pick for this. What about you, Big Dave? If that punishment does come down and the Bulls do get a first round pick taken away from them as the punishment after the results of the investigation are made public, does it sour you on this Lonzo deal going through? Will you have any regret of this deal because of the cost of it being, well, yeah, now you just lost another first round pick?
Mm-hmm. Guys, I want you to put your ears close to the speaker right about now. Just put your ears real close to the speaker, because I'm about to tell it to you. Hell no. It does not sour me on this. Absolutely not. If they have to take the first round pick for it, okay. Because I always err on the side of winning. I always err on the side of trying to win. And the Bulls made these moves because they were trying to better their team so they could try to win. So if we have to give that up, a first round pick, do I want to? No. Will I like it? No. Will it sour me on it? Absolutely not. It is completely worth it to win. Now, this is why we want to see what is happening with Lauri Markkanen, because we want to see the returns we get on this trade for him. Because if they get that first round pick from either Dallas or they get a pick from the Pelicans, and this comes down and they take away that first round pick, well, we'll have stockpiled some assets to where we can say, here you go, NBA, you know, there's your first round pick. Okay, fine. Deal with it. It's fine. It's over. It's done. Hopefully it's just a second round pick, but of course, worst case scenario is first. So we'll deal in that. But it won't bother me, Matt. It won't hurt me, because AK has already told you before, he did not care much about drafting high in the draft. It was not a big old deal to him. And I think if you get that first round pick from Mavericks, it won't be a high pick. But the Pelicans has a possibility of it, even though I don't think it would be. But because they're in the West, and because it's a new team, new coach, you know, Devontae Graham is now their point guard. You know, he's got to get acclimated. You know, things can happen. But, you know, if they got Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, they got two all-stars on their team. They're not going to underachieve again. At least I hope not. So even if that pick comes down and they don't play up, if we got to get that up, okay. Because, Matt, I'm looking at my team and I'm nothing but happy and excited. And I'm like, okay, the punishment can fit the crime here. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm all right with it because of what I look at my team and I say, that's my starting five. I am very happy with that. Let's roll. I won't even be thinking about this first round pick once that ball rolls out in October. It won't even be on my mind. I'll just be more concerned with what's going on the court. So, no. And then I trust AK and Eversley to say, if they want that first round pick, I trust them to make the moves to go get a first round pick. Because like I keep saying, they have done every single thing they said that they were going to do. So if they're saying to themselves, if something happens during the season, they say to themselves, we got to go get a first round pick, you best believe and bet your bottom dollar that they are going to get a first round pick from somebody. They're going to make some kind of move to get themselves a first round pick. So, yeah, I don't want it to happen. Nobody wants it to happen, but it will not sour me at all, Matt.
Stay tuned for my counterpoint to Big Dave there, plus two more voicemails on deck. First, a quick word from our friends at rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's almost impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need.
Why often endure pointless or even intimidating lines of questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You've got computers with access to rockauto.com at home and right in your pocket. So save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers like you for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. They've got everything you could need. They've got brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And this is important. Be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone? If you don't know these Built Bar flavors, you're missing out. Try some of my favorites like mint brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, or German chocolate. If you haven't tried all of their flavors, you can get a mixed box from Built.com and you'll get two of each of the 9 amazing Built Bar flavors. Not only are these Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they are healthy for you too, compared to a lot of those protein bars that claim to be healthy out there, and really, they aren't. Check out all of these ingredients in these Built Bars. Every Built Bar has either 17 or 18 grams of protein. No more, no less. 17 or 18 grams of protein. But only range from 130 to 180 calories per bar. Each bar has only 4 or 5 grams of sugar and just 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty flavors, and each flavor is good for you. Did you also know that these Built Bars were the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team? If they are good enough for athletes winning Olympic medals, maybe they're a protein bar that are good enough for you and you should give a try as well. So get a BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Now, back to the episode.
See, that's where you and I differ a little bit.
Okay,
I can't pretend that it won't sour me on the Lonzo deal a little bit if it ends up costing the Bulls another first-round pick because tampering and the Bulls get hammered by the league and they're being made an example of. It will make me think of the cost of Lonzo Ball being not just his 4-year, $80 million deal, and, you know, the pieces that didn't matter. Like, you know, again, not trying to offend Sato and Temple and a second-round pick. Not like, as you said in a previous episode,
it's basically
getting Lonzo Ball for a loose square.
Loose squares and ketchup, Matt. Loose squares and ketchup.
Loose squares and ketchup, baby. That was fine. If you add to that cost of Lonzo Ball a first-round draft pick, then, yeah, it makes me feel less good about what it costs to get Lonzo Ball. I won't be able to separate that in my brain. I will forever think Lonzo Ball costs just a first-round draft pick to get him. And it's not necessarily Lonzo's fault, but I think we have agreed, unless you buy into Dave's conspiracy about Gar, we have agreed that it's Lonzo's agency's fault. It's Clutch Sports' fault that this is happening. So, yeah, it makes me sour on it a little bit. And now, if the Bulls get a first-round pick taken away because of this, the Clutch Sports should lose a shoe deal. That fair's fair.
Now, let me ask you this. If Lonzo performs to over the level of what you expect him of, will it still sour you on it?
I mean, I'll make my peace with it.
Okay.
It'll make me happier if Lonzo outperforms this contract, but I will forever attach Lonzo Ball coming to the Bulls with, because Lonzo and his stupid Clutch Sports agency had to post this news at 6.03 seconds, into free agency, then yeah, it's going to sour me a little bit.
Okay.
If Lonzo is a big factor in turning the Bulls into a sudden contender, I'll get over it.
and I'll get over it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But right now, before we've seen the results of adding Lonzo to this team, it's going to be more at the forefront of my brain. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Lonzo actually ended up costing us a first round pick, and that sucks.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to be disagree with how you feel about that. That's fair. That's fair. I think that's a very fair assessment. Just I know for me, what I think Lonzo will do with this team and what he'll do with this starting lineup and how he'll help the bench and all the things I think he'll contribute, I don't think it will bother me much at all, because I also look at, I keep saying his name, but I look at guys like Pat Riley and I'm like, okay, well, if he gets penalized for Kyle Lowry, you think he's going to care, or anybody around there is going to care? Nobody's going to care. They're like, cool, fine, here, take the pick. We got Kyle Lowry. We're going to go try to win. So always on the side of winning for me, Matt.
And as you said, the back team that could help alleviate some of the sting of that if we do lose a first rounder for Lonzo is if AK and Eversley find a way to get a first round pick for Lowry in a sign and trade that has yet to happen, because I think you and I and most Bulls fans would agree, if they can, just based on the dried up market for Lowry and the lack of interested teams' collective cap flexibility, squeeze a first rounder back for Lowry in a sign and nobody thinks that Lowry's worth a first round draft pick at this point, right? In a trade. If they manage to pull that off and then it's essentially a wash, you lose a pick for Lonzo for the penalty, but you get a first rounder back somehow for trading Lowry. Then I will be more than okay with the collective results of that part of the offseason.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, come on. I'm mostly just angry at Clutch Sports right now, is basically what I'm saying.
I see. You mentioned them several times. You said you wanted them to lose a shoe deal. Like you really went in. Like you really went clean in on Clutch Sports right here on this one, man. And I'm not mad at you, man. I haven't heard an angry Peck in a while. Positive Peck has been on full display for a minute. So, you know, hearing an old friend is good. So,
if I happen to run into Rich Paul walking the streets of Chicago, I'm going to have some words for him.
That's why I can't take him in public. This is why. Like, stuff like this.
All right. All right. With that, we're moving on to the next voicemail. This one comes to us from the 312.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Cabby from 312, but I'm a hoser who lives in the 630. Love the show. Big Dave, you're a great addition to the podcast, and love listening to you guys, especially in the last week or so. It's been really fun to hear about the Bulls actually making some good moves for once. Just a quick question about the tampering thing. I don't think you covered this. Isn't New Orleans also in trouble for tampering? Because there had to be two parties. They had to agree on the sign-and-trade. So isn't it possible that they can also lose a draft pick or get fined in some way? I think it would be kind of hilarious if they get fined a draft pick for picking up Garrett Temple and tampering in that way, I guess. But just wanted to see what you thought, because I don't think it's exclusively to us. If we signed Lonzo outright to a free agent deal, sure, but we still needed New Orleans to agree. And that would just be classic Gar Forman if he indeed was responsible for leaking, and then he ends up getting fined and losing a draft pick as well. Anyway, just wanted to see what you thought, and keep up the good work. Love listening to you guys.
Thanks for the call, Kevy. So, Big Dave, this is the other part of that conversation, and I've, you know, he is one of a few who have I seen ask that question of like, what, you know, is the Pelicans can get punished too, right? Should they get punished too? Why is it just the Bulls that people are talking about getting punished? Mm-hmm. And I think the short and sweet answer of that question is the way it works is in any trade or sign and trade, there is the prize piece of all of the pieces that are moving, right? In this deal, Lonzo is the prize. Sato and Temple and a second rounder is not the prize. So whichever team is receiving the prize part is the team that's going to get punished for the tampering. That's at least how I understand it. What about you?
Yeah, that's how I look at it, and that's how I understand it as well. I don't see how you can fight a guy for, you know, what they're tampering to get Tomas Satoransky and Garrett Temple. I don't think that's what they were doing. But I will say, to the comedic side of what you said, it would definitely be hilarious if Gar Foreman comes out and confirms my conspiracy theory that he's the one that made the call, and they get a tampering charge and lose a pick, and he's the one who started all of it. That would be a classic. Honestly, that would be a old Bulls classic, you know, like falling on your face kind of thing that we've seen so, so many times here before. So from a comedic standpoint, I want that to be true, what you said about them being charged with tampering, because I want it to be that Gar is the one who made the phone call. Like, he called and said, hey, you know, I see these guys on the block. You know, they're doing stuff. And, you know, Gar's the one doing stuff in his house. You know what I'm saying? And they arrest him for it. And they're like, wait a minute, I called you guys. Why are you arresting me? Like, that's kind of what I want. It would just be funny, like, to see that. So, yeah, but to answer your question, no. Like, they're not the ones who were, like Matt said, were getting the prize in this. Lonzo Ball was the prize. Kyle Lowry was the prize. So it's always the prize that you get. Even Bogdan, you know, Bogdanovich was the prize for the Milwaukee Bucks. That's why, you know, the Kings and didn't get in trouble or anything like that, because he was being traded to them. So yeah, whoever is receiving the prize or receiving the gift, that's the person that is going to get the look and going to get the tampering charge.
Yeah, I think it really is as simple as that. And it's unfortunate that that's the way it works, because it takes two to tango, as they say. Yeah. And clearly the Pelicans are also guilty of breaking the written rule of when you are allowed to have these negotiations between teams and players. If that is what they ultimately find in the investigation, then they broke the rules too. Mm-hmm. But to try to, you know, and like, that's what all this is, right? Adam Silver and the league have upped the potential punishments for tampering recently. They're clearly mm-hmm. trying to crack down on this, because they're trying to create more of a level playing field.
Right.
I think a lot of the tampering that they saw issues with was the big market teams and the teams that everybody wants to go play for getting away with stealing talent away from smaller market teams that have mm-hmm. fewer resources, and it's getting harder and harder for those teams to keep the homegrown talent that they get in the draft. And that is basically what we're looking at. Not with this particular Lonzo and the Bulls and the Pelicans situation, but just from a league-wide perspective, that's what they're trying to eliminate. Because mm-hmm. of that, the team that ends up getting the best piece is the one that's going to get punished, because they're trying to create a level playing field. And I think that this is a not so egregious example of that. I think all things considered, this is pretty tame. This isn't, you know, the league putting a stop on getting Chris Paul to the Lakers because they saw that and said, well, Chris Paul's team is between a rock and a hard place, and this doesn't seem super fair, so we're going to stop it from happening. That's, you know, that's the far end of the spectrum example of that kind of stuff happening. If the Bulls, for this, like, mediocre, Lonzo, he's not a superstar, but he's still the biggest name and the biggest prize of the trade, end up getting punished by a first-round pick, it'll stink. But that's just the way that this appears to be working right now, with Silver and the league's, you know, heightened efforts to get rid of this tampering.
Yeah, very true, Matt. And also, you don't want to do it in front of their face. Like, because we know, like Matt talked about it before, like, tampering goes on all the time in the league. Like, it's just a thing that every year it's going to be some tampering. All the teams are doing it. Okay. It's what happens. It's the ones that get caught, because in my opinion, they're just kind of blatant with it and doing it in the face of the league. And this one was kind of like that. You know, this is like Matt said, at 6:00:30, you know what I'm saying, when it began. They're like, hey, signing trades complete, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as it begins, that's what it happened. It wouldn't have been like that, I thought. This is just my opinion. I don't think it would have been like that if it was a free agent signing. Because we've seen that before. You know, a free agent, you know, going to a team. We know he's going to that team. As soon as free agency hits, you know, a phone call can be made, and yes, I want to go to your team, and a contract, you know, can be signed. That can happen quickly. A sign and trade in this instance, it was a little more complicated, a lot of moving pieces and things like that. But it's just the fact that it happened 1 minute in, where the league was just like, guys, come on. Like, you can't just do it in front of my face. Like, that's all we're saying. Like, just don't do it in my face here. So I think that's what the league is doing. Hopefully, I'm still holding out hope, Matt, that, you know, they say there was nothing wrong and you know, they kind of move on. But it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. It seems like they're going to come down with some kind of punishment. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes and see how it happens and things like that. But, yeah, they're coming for the prize. Like, that's how it is.
I don't like it, but it is the reality that we find ourselves in. And with that, we come to our final voicemail of today's episode, and it's from a Bulls fan in Finland. Check it out.
Hey, guys. It's Tuha, Tommy from Finland. Just wanted to give you a shout-out because you're doing an excellent job. I came for Lauri in his rookie season. Have since watched every second of Bulls basketball, including the summer league. Now that Lauri is leaving, I can't really see him staying. I will stay for Bulls Nation. I really love the team. I really love what Acme has done with it. This is a really exciting time to see what the new look Bulls can bring. I gotta say that the outsiders, the outcasts, lockdown Bulls, all the Bulls people in on Twitter, they really kind of hooked me in, and I will stay and be rooting for the team from Finland. I love your takes. Thanks for keeping it real. Love your opinions on things, keeping people expectations realistic. Love that. And yeah, go Bulls.
Hey, appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling all the way from Finland. That's interesting, Big Dave. And I love that he said, you know what? Yeah, I came to the Bulls and started following them because Lauri Markkanen was, you know, the pride and, you know, the honor of our small nation playing in the NBA, a seventh overall pick in the draft. And he's, you know, realistically looking at the situation saying, yeah, Lowry's probably going to move on and he's going to be wearing a different jersey, not a Bulls jersey next season. But the fact that you decided to stay with this team after what you were forced to watch, starting from when Lowry was a rookie, this team went from mediocre with Jimmy Butler to purposefully being bad, starting with Lowry's rookie year when you came and started supporting this team. Obviously, your faith and following of this team has been rewarded, at least a little bit recently, with the removal of the old front office, installing a new group of executives that are making some decisions that I think our caller here and most of the fan base is happy about. But dude, that is a tough time to come on board, start being a Bulls fan, Dave.
No, absolutely, man. I mean, just clap that up for you, first of all, for saying I'm staying with this team. That says a lot about you as a person, more so than it says about you as a fan. It says you are a loyal person. And I, who is also a very loyal person, respect that, recognize it, and want to show you a lot of love for that, man. Because you could have honestly just said, I'm done. This is ridiculous. I just like Lowry, and that's how I'm rolling. Because honestly, Matt, that's kind of how a lot of fans are nowadays. Like, I shouldn't say it's rare, but it's not as commonplace to find people that are just rooting for a team. Like, a lot of people just root for certain players. Like, I have several friends like that who are like, yo, wherever Chris Paul goes, that's the team I'm with. Wherever LeBron goes, that's the team I'm with. So you find a lot of people like that who are just rooting for the person and not the actual, you know, jersey. And so to stay, and I love that he said, I love how Bulls Nation kind of took me in, you know, and that was fun to hear too, man. So shout out to everybody in Bulls Nation, because you guys are an accepting, awesome bunch. You know what I'm saying? You're a little wild sometimes, but we are accepting and we are awesome, and I love it. So the fact you're bringing international flavor to that, man, and I mean, the game is not on at regular time where you're at either. So you're staying up to watch that bad, terrible stuff, and you still like, yeah, I want to come back for more. That says a lot about you, man. And we're lucky to have you as part of Bulls Nation and as part of a fan, man. So thank you, my friend. Thank you for rolling with us.
Truly. And look, I will be rooting for Lowry in his career, his career takes him after being with the Bulls.
Yep.
And it is something that I think is allowable in that there are certain players that you pull for, even if they're not on your team. Mm-hmm. A great recent example of a former Bull that we were both very happy for was Bobby Portis. Yes. Winning the chip with the Milwaukee Bucks and finding a new home there and being embraced by that fan base. And Bucks fans are obsessed with Bobby Portis. I'm so happy for mm-hmm. him and for them that they have that mutual enjoyment of each other. A player playing for the city, playing for the team, and the fan base that has embraced him. I hope that Lowry finds that somewhere. But yes. You are right, Dave, to point out that I think it's a generational thing in that a lot of younger NBA fans today root for players over teams. Yeah. I am a ride or die LeBron guy. I'm a ride or die Kevin Durant guy. I'm a ride or die Chris Paul guy, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what team they're playing for. If whatever team they come to this season, I'm pulling for that team now. I think you and I definitely don't operate that way in that we were raised Bulls fans and we mm-hmm. have been nothing but Bulls fans our entire lives. When we were growing up, it wasn't the crazy social media age and all these players have their individual brands and their own shoe mm-hmm. lines. Like there was mm-hmm. some of that back then, but it was more so a league of rivalries. It was Lakers Celtics. It was Bulls Pistons. And then it was Bulls Knicks. And like mm-hmm. we were all about team yeah. over player. Even when the Bulls and us young fans at the time had the best player on the planet in Michael Jordan. Yeah, everybody was obsessed with MJ, but what we mostly all wanted to see was the team winning championships.
Yeah,
and that was the bottom line. I think that has, at some time in the last 10 or 15 years or so, that has shifted, and that's not really the case anymore.
Yeah, and I hope it kind of comes back a little bit. So when you see teams like Milwaukee winning and you hear Giannis talking about staying and doing it where the team drafted you and how important that is to him. That makes me happy because I like when I can go to New York because New York fans are like that. Also, New York fans are Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Like, we don't, when they're not following, you know, players, like they're for the Knicks. So I like that aspect of when I can go to a New York fan and we can have an argument and a debate. We're talking about, you know, the actual team. Lakers fans are the same way. They're about ride or die with those Lakers. I want more of that. I want more people to just love the team and just not the player. It's. I don't have a problem with you loving the player, obviously. You know, I'm a huge Daniel Gafford fan. I follow him all the way to Washington, man. Like, I'm watching Washington Wizards game all the time, trying to keep up with him and making sure, you know, seeing his progression and everything like that. But when it's time to choose what game I'm about to watch, it's not a question. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I'm about to watch. Right. And I don't mind missing his game. Like, I'll be fine. You know, I'll check the highlight. I'll be okay. I'm going to watch the Bulls, period. Like, if I'm going to the Bulls game, I'm going to watch it on my television because it's about that team. It's like that here in Chicago. Like, we're very team-oriented. Like, it's that. It's the Cubs. It's the White Sox. It's the Bears. It's the Blackhawks. Like, that's just what it is, man. Chicago Fire, same way. Chicago Fire has a really excellent fan base. It's not just about those players, man. Shout out to the Red Stars as well. But yeah, it's very team oriented, and I like that aspect, Matt. And you can root for the player. That's fine. You know, you can say, yo, this is my favorite. This is my guy. You know, all that. But when it's team time, you know, you got to have a team, man, because it's nothing like rolling with a unit, Matt. It's nothing like rolling with Bulls Nation. It's nothing like it.
Yeah, and that's why this caller of ours from Finland and Bulls fans all over the world, especially if they're newer Bulls fans and people who have, I've seen from and heard from people on Twitter who say, you know, fairly new Bulls fan, just found your podcast. You know, you guys are getting me through some tough times. Hopefully the newer Bulls fans, whether it be because you're young or because you are an international person just getting into the NBA in the last handful of years, hopefully you are rewarded. Starting with this season and your loyalty, as Big Dave, you know, called it, is rewarded because there is, as you alluded to there, Dave, there is nothing like this Bulls fan base when the team is even semi-relevant.
I mean, it is the electricity in the city of Chicago. And then, of course, that bleeds into Bulls Twitter and Bulls social media and fans interacting from all over the world. It is peak. It is peak, and we haven't seen it since Derrick Rose hit a buzzer beater in Game 3 of the conference semis 6 years ago. And I can't wait to get that version of this fan base back in our lives.
And we all need it, man. Everything is just, food tastes a little better. Air is a little fresher. Smiles are a little bigger, laughs are a little harder. It's just so awesome. And Bulls fans, man, like when the Bulls are on and they're winning, give me Bulls everything.
Right.
Bulls all the time. I want it and I need it. Bears are the same. The Bears are the exact same way. When they're winning, you want Bears all the time. And that's what's so awesome about Bulls Nation, man. They love hard. And that's the only way I know how to love. So I understand that kind of love. Now, it doesn't come without people, guys trying to trade DeMar DeRozan already.
Shout out to that texter.
Shout out to my man. You know what I'm saying? But it's all love because everybody just wants to see this team win and feel good. And I love that AK emphasized that when he first got here, Matt. He really did emphasize how important it was to get that fan base back, how important it was to inject some life right back into the UC, because he grew up watching the greatness at the Chicago Stadium and the United Center. So he knows what it means, and he knows how important that is, man. He knows what this fan base is like, and he knows how it is internationally because he's an international guy. Like, he's not, he wasn't born here. He didn't grow up here. Grew up in another country. So he understands all of those things and what it means to be a rabid Bulls fan and to ride for this team like that. So all I see is just good times ahead, man. Let's get done with this tampering stuff. Let's get this out the way. Let's just enjoy summer league, man, and worry about training camp when it get here. And I'm just excited, man. So yeah, shout out Bulls Nation. We love y'all, man. We love y'all.
It is, and I had forgotten about that until you just mentioned it now, Big Dave, but it is one of the very first things that Arturas said upon taking the job in his introductory press conference. Mm-hmm. I want to make a team that is worth this amazing fan base's love. Like, I want to make a team and a competitive team that will make Bulls fans proud and make them excited to be Bulls fans again. And the fact that he knew that this fan base, and like, look, he came into a situation where he can see the information's right there in front of you. I'm sure Michael and Jerry told him, like, upon taking the job, like, it comes to no surprise to you, but our fan base is kind of checked out right now. maybe one of the motivational pieces of our puzzle of deciding to move in a new direction is the United Center was half empty halfway through this, the pre-COVID season. People are checking out. People aren't buying our stuff anymore. There are no butts in the seats. That's a problem. AK knew that, and it was one of the first things that he said was, I want to bring this fan base back and give them something to be proud of. And I think with his moves, along with his partner Mark Eversley and their entire staff, we are all excited to see that they are finally, after five aimless years, gonna take the first big step towards being a team that's worthy of this fan base's love again, which is pretty exciting.
It's so emotional, man. It's such an emotional time. It's not just hope. Like I keep saying, it's not just hope. It's so logical. You know what I mean? Like, it brings together everything. It brings together the people who are just like, have faith and blind faith, and people who have to actually see the actual product. It brings them together. You know what I'm saying? Because they're both like, well, there's logic in all this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I see it. You can see it, and both sides can see it, and one belief can be even higher, and the other's belief can be better because they've actually seen it. So it brings it together, man. And then you get voila, more Bulls love. Yeah.
As John Paxson famously said a few years ago, hope and luck is not a strategy and a plan. Mm-mm. And then his successor arrived and said, you're right, here's a real strategy and a real plan, and then executed it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank perfection. You for that jumping off point, John. I'll take it from here.
I got this. Thank you very much. And he's at Summer League watching these guys play. Oh,
love it.
This is great. I love it.
Speaking of which, we got to hop off of this episode so we could go turn on the Bulls' next summer league game. Yeah. Appreciate everybody for hitting us up with their voicemails, with their text messages. Keep them coming. We are, you know, once summer league ends and free agency has pretty much wound down, we're about to get into the brief dark time of the NBA calendar season, end of August into September. And we're still going to be here doing episodes for you guys. And we're going to lean on you to provide us with some content every week. We want to hear your thoughts, your takes, your questions and comments about this team as we move towards that next step. Training camp is not too far away, but we're going to need you guys to chip into the conversation as we bridge that gap between now and then. So hit us up. 331-979-1369 is the number that you can send text messages to, that you can also call and leave voicemails at. You can email us, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And, of course, you can hit us up on Twitter. I am at @Bulls_Peck. He is at Bal, B-A-W-L Sports. That's Big Dave. And you can follow us at Locked On Bulls. We appreciate you for listening to the pod. We appreciate you for contributing to the conversation on these mailbag episodes. And one last quick reminder, if you haven't come to YouTube to find us there yet, you should. Come subscribe to Locked On Bulls on YouTube so you can see my ugly face and Dave's beautiful face while we're doing these episodes. So, for my beautiful partner, Big Dave, I'm Ugly Matt, saying thanks for listening, Bulls Nation. See you red. Be good. Peace out. Peace.